Let's go geocaching.
This is it. It's time for the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast, where you can escape the muggles in your life for almost, but not quite, 30 minutes. This podcast is sponsored by the 4-State Geocaching Society and was recorded at Digital Planet Studios near Joplin, Missouri. Now let's welcome our host, Where Is It Now?
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is that time again. It's time for the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast, and this is episode number 141. Boy, they're zooming by fast now that we're back to trying to do weekly podcasts. I can't promise they'll always be weekly, but I'm giving it heck trying to make sure they are. So on today's podcast, we have two guests. One is our friend Melissa Joe from Savage, Minnesota, and the other one will be our other friend, our friendly reviewer from Kansas, Ryan Simmel, or Simmels123. A lot of you know him. And we're going to start out with Melissa. And to set this next video up, I got to tell you a couple things. Now, we've been talking for weeks about the Great Race and how we aren't ready to start yet because Melissa won't stay at home. And I'm about not to stay at home. So we finally found a time to start the race. Now, the video I'm about to show you, I had to edit this one video today more than I've edited all the videos since we started doing video podcasts combined. It's crazy. It was a mess. It was about 14 minutes and we were going to use StreamYard, but we couldn't get it to work on our phone so I could invite her, and just things weren't working out. So we went to Zoom, which we use all the time in business, but boy, was it a bad idea. Zoom acted up like a stepchild. Is that really a saying? But you know what I'm trying to say. It did not do well in public. We had all kinds of sound issues and video issues. And at first, Melissa, you couldn't hear her talking. You just saw her lips moving for a long time. And we kept starting over. And then we got going. And then her face would freeze up, but you could hear her voice. And it was all her in the beginning. But I tell you what, while I was editing this, the part where I show you my cache and me placing my trackable in my cache was totally screwed up. It couldn't be saved at all. So you're going to see Melissa place hers. Just know that we did them at the exact same time, which was our plan. We had hoped to get a video going, and both of us, she had to drive. I just had to walk out of the front of my house. Both of us drop our trackables that are in the race at exactly the same time. And that's what we did. So funny thing is both of us forgot to go to the app and tell it we had dropped the trackables. So we're kind of going, shouldn't something be happening? But we figured that out and got them going. So they're in the caches now. So let me tell you how to track and possibly participate in the Great Race, in this one anyway. So each of us created our own cache that was close, or in my case, at our home. And so it's exactly the same distance from one cache to the other. It's 578 miles. And that's driving directions, not as the crow flies. And of course, that's if you drive down perfectly, you know, to where you're supposed to be going. But that's very unlikely to happen. So it's 578 miles. If you go to, and I'm just going to pull up that website to make sure I'm giving you the correct information. But if you go to whereisitnow.org, whereisitnow.org, there's a tab on there that says the Great Race. It's all capital letters. If you click the Great Race, you're going to see a page that has a graph on it. Now, right now, all you're going to see is my name and her name and how far it is between the two caches, between the two caches, 578 miles. You won't see anything traveled yet, or actually, when you look, maybe you will, but the distance to each cache is in green. And when the trackables start moving, that part of the graph will be in red. Now, it's going to show you how far the bug has traveled, not necessarily directly to the route, just how far it's gone. In some cases, I mean, in a perfect world, they would both go directly down 249 to 70, you know, whatever the other highway is, and back, but they're not going to do that. They're going to travel all over the place because people don't read directions on trackables, and who knows? It's just going to be interesting. 578 miles. I'll place a wager right now and say the average trackable, if it even makes it here, because you know how they get lost, stolen, and forgotten. If it even makes it here, I think they'll have a minimum of 2,000 miles traveled. That's just my wild guess before the race started. Okay, so you can go there and you can see the graphs. If you go down below the graphs, there are two links. One is where is it now's trackable, and the other one is Melissa Joe's trackable. And you will see a map when you click that. If the trackables have moved from their first spot. And so once that starts happening, you'll be able to see a map all over the country, and I hope not all over the world, because we ask specifically on the trackable page, on the race page, everywhere, please do not take this trackable out of the country until the race is over. Please, please, please. We'll change the description of the task on the trackables, and we'll tell you the race is now over. Feel free to take it wherever you want. Because my experience is when a trackable gets to a major city, it travels to Europe and I never see it again. I've got some that have been over there 8 years and they're still moving, but I doubt they ever come back. So anyway, that's how you can get on there and see where the trackable is. You'll also be able to see which cache it's currently in, which might be near your home, no matter where you live. And it would never be wrong for you to pick up one of these two trackables and get it anywhere going in the right direction, either a direction correction, that rhymes, or just move it on down the road where it's already headed. So that's what we have going on. Let's get to the video with Melissa and I. It's not very good, but it does exist. So we're going to watch it. And then we'll be back. There we go. How was Jamaica, Melissa?
It was so good.
I didn't take very many pictures.
I did. I just haven't posted any yet. My friend was posting all of them, and I was like, you know, there's a million pictures already.
Having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm walking out to my cache. You want to get out?
Sure. I'm going. See if there's any muggles.
I'm going too. All right. Well, I'm pretty lucky. I just had to walk out my front door to get to mine. You said yours was 3 minutes away, but it wasn't. It was close.
Yeah, it's super close. Okay. So right now, we got the tree. We got it right there. That's what it looks like. It's a refurbished boo, remember?
I remember. You hide the best caches.
This one isn't exciting, though.
Okay. No, but it's others.
Oh.
Are you sure your trackable will even fit in there?
Yep, I tried it already.
I hope mine fits in there. I think it will.
See, it fits in there. Now it's in there. Woo! Mine's already winning.
Yours is winning?
Uh-huh. Mine's winning because it started before yours.
So, that's it. The race has begun, right?
Yay! Mine's winning.
There she goes. She's back in the car. Yeah, you're winning. You know, I told you yesterday, there's a guy here in town from Eden Prairie, just down the street from you. And he has about 18 finds,
and I mean 18,000 fines. And he sent me a message yesterday about one of my caches, and I mentioned it. And if he came here, I would be within 7 miles of you tomorrow or the next day. I'm hoping he doesn't. I want it to be a fair race. I'm not going to message him.
It's a good idea. We got to make it fair. But if he finds out, then...
Well, it depends. If he's a podcast listener, then he may find out.
That's true. So,
could happen.
Okay. I told you it was bad, but you got the point across. Now you can hang out with us in the great race. I hope you'll follow along. And like I said before, if you want to race with somebody, I'll hook you up. Okay. So let's get on to our next guest. Our next guest is Ryan Simmel. He's one of the reviewers, volunteer reviewers in the state of Kansas, the newest one, by the way. And he's agreed to be our correspondent about all things events. So he'll get on and he'll tell us about some upcoming events. And then he will share some big news, which a lot of my faithful, hardcore cashers will already know about. But the rest of you may not. So stay tuned for that. And let's get Ryan on now. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Where are you calling us from?
I am actually calling you from outside of the event in Wichita Falls.
Ah, Wichita Falls, Texas.
Yes.
And what's going on there?
Well, of course, at a mega event. I'm down here at Texas Challenge, their 22nd annual.
Okay.
One of their workup events to the mega on Saturday.
Man, I'm missing all the good stuff.
Oh, it's fun. I just walked about 6 miles on the mountain earlier, just north of Cache, Oklahoma.
I got a picture of you standing on a mountain. It's funny, when you showed me that picture, I thought, man, that looks like those mountains in Oklahoma or Arkansas. They're the same mountains. Cache, Arkansas.
No, Cache, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, that's what I meant. So I've been there. And did you get the graveyard, the two in the graveyard?
Actually, there were none in the cemetery.
Last time I was there, there were two in the Cache Cemetery.
We were surprised there were none in the cemetery.
Yeah, there was two when I was there. And I had somebody reach out a year after I got it and said, we found the first one, we can't find the second one. And I told him where I thought it was, and it wasn't there anymore.
I guess both of them are now gone.
Well, that's too bad.
And we need a local cacher down here to put some new ones.
Yeah, if you're listening and if you're... there's no local people. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but there's no people or anything in that area.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to somebody, being a multi-nerd, I have a connection who is a Pokemon Go player that lives there.
Mm-hmm. In Cache?
I don't know who they are.
You know, Cache was there. I know leaving that, I was going to, somewhere in Texas, who knows? And I've been down that road several times, and I remember I couldn't find a cache. I mean, other than in that town, it was kind of an empty road.
Yeah.
But well, anyway, I'm glad you're there. Glad you're having fun. So why don't you fill us in on what's coming up?
So there's been some big news recently since last time I was on here about mega events.
Okay.
You may have seen that HQ decided to archive a mega event.
Well, I saw that it was canceled, but I didn't know HQ did it. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was actually HQ that put the final notice out of the archive.
Hmm.
So, MOGA 2024 is not happening.
Okay.
So, that was one of the big news. But then, of course, going cash is going to put that in the biggest news.
Yeah.
So, last week... They put out a couple different announcements that they are calling it quits. after this year.
That's big, big news.
That is humongous news because I am now adding another mega to my arsenal for this year.
Yeah, you kind of got to now, right?
Yeah. I was trying to do it last year, but life got in the way.
Well, I will see you there. I've already got my campground booked and got it on the calendar. So I was definitely going this year, but now there's no way I'm going to miss it.
Exactly. I may be sleeping in my car outside your camper because hotel rooms are going to be crazy.
Why don't you just take a tent?
Sounds good.
I mean, there was a lot of campgrounds when I booked mine.
I think it'll fill up this year.
Well, you better hurry.
Exactly.
Last year when I went, I couldn't get in any of the campgrounds that were close to it with my trailer. I probably could have with a tent. So I stayed about 16 miles away and it was fine. I mean, there's plenty of other campgrounds that no one was at from the mega.
Wow.
Well, so yeah, the last 4 years I've signed up to go, I've registered and I bought the goodies and I've canceled two of those 3 years, and now this is my fourth year. I got to make it.
Well, and I'm going to keep you there the whole time this time.
Okay. I only left one day early.
Hey, but you still left early.
I did. You know, I'm glad you're going to be there. I did
There's
not know.
More fun with friends.
I didn't know anybody there. It was the weirdest thing. Other than a couple of reviewers that I know, which were really busy at the event, I didn't know anybody.
Oh, you saw Mr. Harmonica, probably.
I didn't see him there. I saw Mia and...
Oh, Lackeys.
Oh, yeah, Lackeys. I'm sorry, not reviewers. I saw Mia and, of course, Gearhead.
Yep.
Is that his name?
Gear Guru.
Gear Guru. Saw him, and he was working. And
he's always working because he's really going to be working hard this year because of the cash cards.
Yeah. Well, it's really sad for me. I love doing the cash cards. I'm going to do half as many podcast cards and I'll add a personal geocaching card. And then I guess that's it. That's sad.
Yeah. But from hosting megas, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know it is. So do you see yourself taking over MOGA in the future?
We don't know yet.
Okay. Well, I know you've been
breaking news when it happens.
Okay. I know you've been involved in the past. And when I saw that, I thought, yeah, I bet Ryan's back at MOGA sometime. It's a shame. So,
but that's not the only news that's happening when it comes to events.
Well, tell us more.
So HQ made the announcement that, 2025, the community celebration events are coming back.
Oh, good.
So this year, the qualification is a little bit different, which has been that way for a lot of things this year. But this year for the community celebration, you need to hide one geocache and host one event.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Once you do that, they're going to start awarding them every month, starting in July.
Okay.
So get out there and publish your events and host your events and publish your caches. So
are the events you host, can they be in the first 6 months?
Yes.
Okay.
And the only other thing is, unfortunately, if you have started geocaching since the announcement, which was, I think, February, you will not be able to receive one.
Okay. So, that makes sense, too. I like the idea that you have to host an event so at least you know how to do it. And also, I wonder how many celebration events that were awarded never happened.
I do not know off the top of my head.
I thought about that. I thought, you know, that this, you must host an event first, may fix that problem, if it is a problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's awesome. I look forward to attending more and going to more. And is there a souvenir for attending one of those?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, but you'll have to host it sometime in in 2025.
Okay.
So you can publish it 6 months out, and that's why they're going to start awarding it in July.
Okay. Oh, July this year.
July this year, yes.
We'll be okay. Awesome. Well, that's fun. What else is going on?
Oh, the other big one. Have you gotten your newest souvenir?
No. Which one?
Cito season one has started.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't gotten one yet. I'm hoping you don't host one.
It's on the calendar. It's coming up. It was supposed to be next weekend, but we had to push it out a little bit.
Oh.
Three of those a year. So
I don't really hope you don't host one. I just remember all that walking. It was hard.
Yeah, I got to do three of those a year to keep up with the state's request.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, next time, maybe if I come, I could drive people back and forth.
We need to get a big bus to be able to drive people.
Well, somebody drove us. They picked us up at the end.
Yep. We had a group that picked everyone up and brought them back to the final. So
That was nice. That was nice.
It was a great event. But yeah, the souvenir goes from the 1st. Well, if you're listening to it and it's not past May 30th, you're still good to get your souvenir.
Okay.
So the end of May.
Well, I'm going to get one. I have to have souvenirs. I'm kind of addicted to them, like a lot of things. Are you friends with Joshua from Minnesota?
Yes.
Well, Joshua just got, he may have done more since then, but he just got his 369th souvenir. And
I'm probably close to that.
You guys, I have to catch you. So you just need to post how many you have every so often. I think I'm at 300. Let me go see. No, I'm at 302. And I don't know that I'll ever catch you guys, but I'm really aware of them.
I love them. And last time I looked, I was actually leading the state of Kansas.
What?
I had the most souvenirs in the state of Kansas.
Oh, I thought you said you needed the state of Kansas. I thought, well, that can't that can't be true. So, now,
well, I know we're running a little long. I know you got to get on the road. So.
I do, but I got to ask you something first.
Sounds good.
I got a log entry from you. You were in my town. You got one of my caches.
Yes, and I tried to get a hold of you.
You did?
Yes, I sent you a message saying we're there, and then I was waiting for a phone call after the steeplechase.
I must have been. I don't know if I was out of town or what, but I sure would have liked to have seen you. And you had a group of people, and I would have loved to
have we had a birthday celebration for Kevin's the Betsy, Betsy of Kevin's the Betsy. Okay. We did all kind of fun caches. Was really happy to get the pole climbing one down south of in Neosha.
Oh, the one you you climb?
Both of them. We did both of them. So, but we found out some bad news.
What's that?
He is archiving the pole one probably within the next month.
Yeah, I think he told me he was going to have to archive it. I never have gotten that one. I was there with the group, and a few people made it up to the cache and claimed it. But I think everybody but me claimed it without climbing up there. I could have done the pole, but not the leaning out to get the container.
No, I couldn't either. And they had some work done last year, and the dump trucks knocked off some of the pegs.
Yeah, and those pegs, even when they were brand new, were at really crazy distances apart. You might have two in a row that were only 2 feet apart, then you might have one that was 5 feet, and you had to grab one and pull yourself up. It was crazy.
I think I see another local cacher.
You do?
From your neck of the woods.
What are you talking about? Is it?
I need to see them get out of their truck, but I believe this red truck just pulled in.
Oh,
with a little,
Steve and Betty?
I think so.
Honk at them and get them to come over and say hi in the window.
I will. They're turning around. I think they're going to park right across the street from me.
I just messaged them. I didn't know they were out of town. I just messaged Steve today. This we're talking about wooden block guys. Yes. They've been on the podcast because the great race has started. And, and on this podcast, people will know, but her cache is in a park and she just placed it a couple of weeks ago, but it's already had a lot of fines. The cache has.
Good.
Mine, because it's rated so high, because it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Not many people come by, even though I put the instructions laminated in the cache container of how to work the puzzle.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, they just parked. I'm actually going to walk over to them.
Okay.
And we'll say goodbye right after we say hi to them.
Sounds good.
We locked the car. So.
I love going to see our friends. I'm sorry that you guys are all there and I'm not.
All right, I'm running across the street. Don't let me get hit on the podcast.
Yeah, don't get hit on the podcast. If you do, then we'll have breaking news.
All right, here's some real breaking news.
Steve, Betty.
You are now on podcast.
Hi there, you guys.
So, but yeah, I saw them pull up. I just had to jump on for you.
I appreciate it. Well, it's good to see everybody. This it was fun. Thanks for all the updates. And I'll see you later.
All right, we'll see you next time.
All right. Awesome. Well, I think it was fun to have all these things happening. Remember, guys, let's all I don't know if this would be better for the people in charge or worse, but let's all plan to go to going caching this year. It's the last year as far as we know. And I have to admit, it's the most interesting and the best mega event I've ever been to. So I'll see you there, I hope. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast. Please subscribe, rate us 5 stars in your reviews, and tell your friends about the podcast. Now, be good lads and lassies and go and find a geocache.